What's good? What's going on? What's popping? It is no one other than Miss Juicy Monroe. Hashtag we want Juicy. I know it's been a while, y'all, but I am here tonight, tapping in, tuning in, trying to get the hang of things yet again. I know it's been a while since I recorded my last podcast, and for that, I truly apologize. But you know what? Music, life, kids, 9 to 5, all that wrapped in one. I've been doing my shit. All you gotta do is look me up and you'll see. Tonight's segment is going to be about women and age. Women and our age. Growing old. Oh my God. Doom, doom, doom. I'm gonna have to put a little sound effect right there. Women, ladies, I want to know, is it hard getting older? For me personally, yes and no. As I get older and I grow older, I become more wise, more patient, and more secure within myself. But then again, there are the downsides, like being called an old bitch by someone who's way younger than you. It kind of makes you feel kind of shitty, but you know, hey, they don't know any better. We're going to touch base on that. And I'm going to pick up more and kind of talk about it more about it tomorrow. But I want to touch base tonight and just get a feel of how everyone's been feeling, what y'all been doing. And So, age. I am actually 36 years old. 36 years young. I have 3 children and my oldest child is 17. I currently pursue a career in rap, and I also push a 9 to 5, a desk, to pay the bills and fund my rap career. I am a scheduler by day and a rapper at night. Where does age come in? Well, right now on the scene, a lot of these young female MCs are, you know, in their, what, early to late 20s. Maybe a couple of them might be in their early 30s. Nicki Minaj is definitely in her Queen, is in her late 30s. But she's still on top. Here's my thing. Because I'm an up-and-coming artist, apparently my age matters. And I think that at some point, when I make it, they're going to ask me to lie about my age. And I will not, because I look fucking good, number one. Number two, I'm proud of how far I have come. This is my journey. This is my story. And maybe I can inspire other women my age to say, hey, you know what? I don't care if I'm in my middle 30s. I'm still going to chase my dreams. I'm still going to pursue my goals. I don't want to just be a freaking housewife or a mom, you know? I'm sure when you guys were little, ladies, there were all type of things you wanted to do when you were little and you saw yourself doing, and then you got older, you met a guy, you fell in love, you had a kid, you put it on a back burner, and now you like, what the fuck, right? Right. That was me for a little while. I had these kids, I had to be responsible, I had to focus on what I needed, but once I got everything and like all my ducks in a row, I said, you know what, I'm jumping off the porch and I'm taking my music seriously. 2-3 years into it, I'm having consistent shows, I'm having all these different opportunities, my name is getting bigger, I feel really good about it, but you know what, people always come at me about my freaking age, dude. Now, granted, do they ask Jay-Z about his age? Do they torture Future? Do they ask guys about how old they are and they're too old to rap? Maybe the critics, maybe, but for the most part, no, they don't. They don't make fun of older men that's rapping. Not like that. But someone like me, oh yeah, they try to tear me down. But you know what? I use that as ammunition and I just keep on trucking. Like Nemo, I keep on swimming. So, have you ever, ladies, has any one of you ever found yourself feeling bad because you're growing older and things are changing and you don't feel like you used to? You don't feel like you used to look the same, like you don't feel like you look the same, you don't feel like your body is the same, you know, everyone has changes they want to make about themselves, but like, you know, it gets to be more intense as you get older, or maybe not. I don't know. I want to hear from some of the ladies, though. I want to hear from some of the older women out there. How did you cope with growing, like, older? Was it like a beautiful thing to you? Did you embrace it? Or was it like, did you do everything? Are you doing everything in your power to stay young? Like Kris Jenner, no offense to her. But I want to know. I want to know your opinions. I want to know comments, whatever, however you feel, hit me up, you know. And we are going to dig more deeper into this tomorrow night. I'm going to take some notes, jot some notes down tomorrow while I'm at work. And because I kind of came in this blindfolded a little bit, I just wanted to get my first session out the way, get the yanks off, and I'm good now. So tomorrow will be more organized, but I want you guys, while I'm getting my thoughts in order and my questions prepared and my subjects and topics ready, I want you guys out there to be thinking about, you know, what does growing old mean to you as a woman? You know, what does it mean to you? How does it make you feel? How does it make you feel when someone asks you how old you are? You know, do you feel good or do you feel like proud if people think you're younger or older than what you look? Are you trying to fight against time? These are some of the questions that I would like to ask and I want answers to. So, yeah, I know it was a quick segment. I'm sorry, but it's 10 o'clock and I'm like, I need to do this right. I want to do it the right way. So I'm keeping this up. This is just raw footage right now. So, again, this is Juicy Monroe. This is Juicy Monroe's podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. Shout out to Spotify. Shout out to Anchor for, you know, allowing me to use this platform. And we're going to tune in again tomorrow night, 10 o'clock, same time. Hashtag we want Juicy. Think about those questions I asked, ladies. And fellas, I'm coming at y'all tomorrow night too. We're going to get down to the bottom of it. Holla at y'all later.